Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. I'm waiting for my guest to call in. And I believe he's calling from Switzerland, so that might be the delay. You know, things, you think things are going to work out perfectly, and then they don't. So we'll just chat a little bit, and I'll tell you what's going on. The magazine just went up. MysticLivingToday.com went up today. It took me about 3 days. I work really steady at it. I mean, I don't sit just at my computer and type, like, for 8 hours, but I take breaks, of course, but It's time-consuming, but I love it. I mean, I put my headphones on, listen to my rock and roll. I'm from Motown, so, you know, music is important. Well, it is to me. It's music is important. It just makes you feel so good. And so I finished it. I had the last one to put in this morning because I was waiting on some images, and it's up, and that's MysticLivingToday.com. Now, I have stars with a Z, psychics.com. That's the one that I just had my big Valentine's special on. It was 10 minutes for $10. Now, you can still, it's off now, but you can still get 10 minutes for $10 if you're a first-time client, and that's one time only. So you go in, create an account, and there should be something in your account that says 10 minutes for $10 first time, because you are a new client and you can get it. And you can also pay in installments through PayPal. I have Pay Later on there, and we just put that in February so that it would be good. So that's going. I have readers on right now, I know. And the special went pretty good. I was just telling one of my call-ins, I'll call her my guest. She's listening right now. We were chatting about it, and I was telling her that I did it because I wanted to do something special for everybody. I know it's tough out. Times are tough. I know that, and I don't like to see people have to pay an arm and a leg. And you know, sometimes they have to pay an arm and a leg, and that's not always good, right? I don't know. I might have to bring my caller and talk to her until my guest comes in. Because I don't know what's going on. I'm looking at my email here for a message, and you know, things happen, and we don't even realize it. I mean, when you're calling from another country, illnesses happen, and you'll say, "Oh my goodness, I had a radio show, I forgot, and I'm not feeling good." Well, it's okay. We'll stay on 20 minutes or so, and I'm going to see if my caller wants to ask me any questions. I don't know. Hold on. Hi, Barb.
Okay, hi.
I'm waiting for our guest. He's not here yet, so you and I guess, we'll chat a little bit, and you are live on the air. You have any questions about anything? My magazine, my site, me, how did I get into the business, anything. Let's just chat a little bit here. Hopefully he'll come on. I'll wait about 20 minutes or so, and then I have to call it a day because you run out of things. But at least I have you to talk to.
Yeah. So how did you get into the business?
Well, I was born and raised in Michigan. Okay. So I, like everybody else, was a seeker of, you know, I had questions, and my parents had died less than 5 months apart of each other. And so I wanted to know why. So I met this gal who read cards, regular cards. And I went to her. She was really good. As a matter of fact, I use her technique. Because I ended up working for her, so I learned an awful lot from her regular playing cards, right, like cartomancy. And then I had already been dabbling in astrology, and I had this wonderful lady get me into the AFA, American Federation of Astrologers. You had to be sponsored. And we talked on the phone. She says, I'll sponsor you. And I said, really? She said, yeah. So that's how I got sponsored through that. I did a lot of readings when I lived in Michigan at home. They would come to my house. Lots of them I did. Now, I like doing what I do. And you know what happens is if I go into on the site, Star Psychics, okay, if I go on my site and I'm up and I'm available, what's going to happen is I'm going to start a reading for you, and then something is going to happen that's going to take me away. Either a client's looking for me, wants to ask me something, or, you know, I have everything up. I have all my monitors up, all my social media is up so anybody can catch me. And then you're distracted, and I don't think that's fair. So I do privates. You know, I do privates. But in Stars, I started in, let me see, 10 years ago. It's going on 11 years. Star Psychics,
wow.
In the magazine. Of course, I was just telling you, Barb, that it's 25 years old. I started that in 19, I believe it's right. Is that right, 25 years? What is this, 2003? And minus 1998, what's that come to?
Ooh, you've been with it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, a long time.
Well, that's quite-
but when I started the magazine, you know, I work for America Online. I have to step back a little bit. I work for America Online, and they had something called Crystal Ball. It was like a forum. You know, a bunch of us. They had probably 350 of us, not all astrologers, not all mediums, not all. It was a nice mix. And so I worked for them, and we did readings for nothing. Nothing. Email readings, and we would go in the chat room. And, you know, America Online was known for their chat rooms. And we would do that and, you know, have a host. Sometimes you had to do an hour and a half shift. That's a lot of readings. But you know what? It was an honor. It's
wow.
Not that it's not an honor today, but then it was an honor. It was back in the late 90s. It was an honor to work for something like that. Now, I shouldn't say a dime a dozen, but they are. There's so many sites out there that, and they all have their own thing going and this and that. So I did that, and then I met a girl who did websites, and we started talking, and my first site is called planetstarswithaz.com. It is a website. It's like the hub of everything that I have. And so we developed that, but then we parted ways because I was still on America Online. I had chat room there and one on Microsoft Community. And in Microsoft Community, you had to be approved. I mean, they did a background check on you, and, of course, I got it. And they gave me from 8 to 12. We are 8 to 12 on MSN and then 8 to 12 on America Online. Everybody doing free readings now, we're talking about. I mean, it's unreal. People say, You did it for nothing? Yes, because it was an honor. It was wonderful to give information to people. You know, and of course now, Barb, now it's all about the money. That's where it really changed. And when the Internet exploded, because there was only America Online and there was Internet Explorer, there wasn't Firefox, there wasn't Google Chrome, there wasn't Edge, there was none of that. None of that existed. So anyways, this girl that I met, she said, well, why don't we do our own? So we did, and it was called planetstars.com. And that ended up being the corporation for me. And so, you know, I owned it. And we parted ways because she had two little kids, and you know how that goes. You're busy with them, and you don't have time to do this, you don't have time to do that. So, but it was a friendly parting of the ways, and I'm so glad because I love being my own person. I really, really do. So that's really how I got started. It was divine timing. Planet Stars went up. And then some of the girls that I met, I had known, they came to Michigan. We sat on my living room floor drinking margaritas and laughing. And they said, you need to do an e-zine. Oh, I think this might be my guess. Hold on. I'm hoping.
So you are a psychic then?
Yes. Hold on. Mr. Jacob, is that you?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Okay, Barb, I'm going to put you on hold a minute. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. There was something with the number I didn't get. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, don't worry. You know what? Timing is everything, and it always works out like it's supposed to. So I'm live on the air right now, and I was just talking to a caller. She wanted to know how I got started. Yes, Barb, I am a psychic, too. I'm a clairaudient also. But let's get in with you. How do you pronounce your first name?
Hannes.
Hannes, okay. I was thinking it's either Hans, Hannes, but it's Hannes.
Hannes.
Okay. Hannes. Okay, I did look at your YouTube video. I have lots of questions. Yes, indeed. Okay, so anyways,
okay.
This is my guest today.
I need to introduce you. Phone because my, ma'am, I have
yes.
to take the other phone. I see that my FaceTime can't be activated on this one. I call
okay.
you in 5 seconds.
Okay.
I call you from another
okay.
line.
Okay, yeah, just call me back. Okay. Back to Barb. Yes, Barb. I'm a clairaudient.
My name is Donna.
Oh, Donna. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. What did I call you?
Barb.
Oh, maybe that's in another life. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Donna. Yes, he's going to call me back because he was on FaceTime. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know, like I said, digital can be wonderful, but it can be very confusing. It can be. But anyways, yeah, I do that, and I read charms, you know, like charms.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
and I find if I use my cards and my charms, they're really on target. Those I didn't learn from anybody. I just bought them because I was fascinated by them, and I started, you know, I sit on the floor, and I always talk to either Archangel Michael or God, because that's how my belief system. It doesn't matter what yours is, of course. But I just, you know, I'd like to know about this. What's happening with this? Is there anything I should do for this? And it's been pretty accurate. My cards are accurate.
Oh,
but I learned from a great lady. She had it down to a science. Okay, here he is. I'm going to put you back on hold. Let's find out if he'll do any kind of a medium thing for you. Hold on. Okay, he's back.
Yeah, but I can't have you on FaceTime. Are you on
WhatsApp? You know, I was just saying, digital is great. Computers are great. But oftentimes you can't do this with this and that with that. But anyways, I want to introduce you as my guest today. He is Hannes Jacob. You're a practitioner of mediumship and spiritual healing at your clinic in Switzerland. Now, I cannot pronounce this city. What? How do you pronounce the city?
Neuchâtel, like Newcastle.
Neuchâtel. But I want to know the right way, Neuchâtel. I like that. You know, it's, everything is learning. You have to learn, you know, when you have people from other countries especially. Okay, I watched your YouTube. You have a YouTube video. I did look at that. I have lots of, like I said, I have lots of questions. But what I want to know, how did you get started as a very, I'm not saying you're old, but how did you get started as a very young man in this world that you're in right now, what you're doing right now?
It started with a meditation, and then during this meditation, energy just shot through me, and at the second I knew what it was for. And then when I was living on a farm with cows and animals, and I started to work on them, and then it worked, and suddenly the cows gave milk again and all these things, and yeah, that's how it started, because I'm a show me man, you know. I'm not an esoteric person, and when I got my proofs, I knew that this is my way, my street, my.
It's your calling, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're also a medium.
Yeah, I worked a long time as a mediumship. As a medium, and I taught mediumship. I had a school for mediumship. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so now how, I'm not a medium. How did you know that that's what you were doing? Explain what it's like to be a medium. I guess that's what I'm asking you. What is it like?
Well, it's, once you have understood that distance is an illusion, I think that's really the first step. First thing one has to learn to be aware that he has an energetic field. This has
okay.
to become rational. This cannot be a belief system. Actually, you have to throw away about things you believe, and you have to build on what you know. And if you want a solid construction of your psychic abilities, you have to be extremely pragmatic, because minds can do a lot of things that are not that real. But if you learn to understand that not only you have an energetic field, but this energetic field has memory and is a conductive field for information, where energetic particles are traveling. If these things become clear, and you can put the believing stuff by side, then you can, in a very rational way, build up the trust of life after death, and of understanding that because I am a spirit, I can talk to spirits.
Okay, but not all of us can do that, right?
Because all of us are medium.
I'll tell you something.
I hear.
I'm clairaudient. I can hear, but not all the time. You know, I had a very dear friend who was a medium, and she would talk to me on the phone, and she would tell me things. I interviewed her for the first time to work on my site, and she said, "Don't tell me anything. I'm going to tell you." And she did tell me something very unusual, but does it take a lot of training? And I don't want to delve too much on your mediumship. I really want to deal on this healing that you do and the way you do it. But it takes a while to become a true medium, doesn't it?
It can take some time for some. You know, I mean, everybody is spirit, so everybody can do it. Then some people, they are born a bit more manual, others a bit more intellectual, others a bit more artistic, and then some sensitive, like us. But we are not really different. We're just a bit more pronounced of this or that faculty. Mediumship is a faculty that can be learned. That's not a spiritual certificate. It's all you need to do is to find the right frequency, and then you're there talking or perceiving the spirit world. I mean, you tell me that you can hear sometimes. So sometimes you are in that frequency that translates.
Yes.
It's like you're watching CNN, and then you turn the button, and then you're on Fox or something else. You know, it's the same here. We can be in this realm, or we can switch to another frequency.
So we all have the abilities. We just have to, first of all, you have to recognize that you do, and everybody does. And if something happens, like for me, I don't expect it. I mean, like I was telling the guests that we have that called in, I was telling her that I started reading cards. I was an astrologer in the beginning, but then I started reading cards because I met this lady who could do them really well, and I ended up working for her. So I learned a lot from her. But you know what happened to me is, because of the astrology, I designate, like, say, a three of hearts. Okay, I can designate that to the third house. And hearts being something of the heart, it can be love. Uh-huh. To me, my three of hearts is a phone call or a communication from someone that you love, or you're communicating with, the love that you're communicating. That's what it means to me. Ace of Diamonds is my number one money card. period. But I sit down sometimes and I keep waiting because I have my charms. I use charms. You've heard of those people that read charms. I read my charms. I sit on the floor, and I was telling Donna that I sit there and I ask, okay, you know, I'd like to know, I'd like to get some information about my business. What more can I do? Well,
but this is not mediumship. This is fortune telling. That's a psychic reading. That has nothing to do with mediumship.
I know, but that's all that I can do. And I keep waiting. I'm going to hear something because I can't hear, but I never do. But you know what? You have to be right in the moment, don't you think? It has to be, the timing has to be just right. I mean, can you sit down and do a medium reading just right then? Can you do that?
Yeah, but I am clairvoyant now. My clairaudience has swapped or switched into clairvoyance.
Okay.
There was a time I was extremely clairaudient, but things have changed. The thing is not important which is your door, through which door you perceive, whether it's clear cognition or clear knowing or clear audience or, you know.
Right.
The question is, how do you translate? How adequate can you translate what you perceive, you know?
Exactly.
The question.
I don't get visions at all.
Perceive.
I don't get any visions. I think we're all where we're supposed to be, and I don't worry about it. I mean, if I need to get some information, I'm sure it's going to come through to me. I have had things that have happened to me that I may have had several miracles happen. No explanation. It's a miracle. I know that, and I know it's real. But what I want to do is I want to get over to what you, probably one of your loves, and this is your method of healing. Now, I looked at your YouTube video, and I want to know, is it anything like Reiki?
No.
No,
no.
I didn't think so.
Reiki and spiritual healing, all these techniques, you are bringing energy to the patient, right?
Okay, so explain what you do. Explain how you do this.
We do cleanse. We do, you obviously you agree that we have an energetic field, an auric field. You agree with that, I guess.
Me? Oh, yeah. You asking the question?
Okay. So,
I'm sure.
If you look at an energetic, if you look at the person, you may see a body and an energetic field. Like if you look at the bathtub where you see a body and an amount of water. So that's only particle, because that's a body and a billion drops. And a human is not a body and a field. It's a body and a billion particles. And every of these particles has an information. So if you have any pathology, this is written in one of these particles, and with a psychic ability, you can learn to find these particles and remove them, and then the pathology is gone within minutes.
I saw what you did on your YouTube. I heard the confirmations. I heard all of them. I found it fascinating. So is what you do, is it called the therapeutic touch protocol? Is that what that is?
No, therapeutic touch, that's a lot closer to Reiki. That's a hands-on healing method.
Okay, yours
that
is the extraction.
By doctors.
Yours is the EPI, extraction of pathological information, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Yeah. That's what I just said. It's particles that
particles.
Carry information.
Yeah, I got it. Makes sense to me. Okay, I have some other questions here. What is the interconnection of spirit and science? What do you believe that is?
Connections between spirit and science?
Yes.
Well, it depends what you want to experience and research. There's very many different things, but the first studies have been done with simple brain waves when people and monks go into meditation. Then this has been brought further into understanding EEGs during healing work, Then it was looked at in trance work, how does a brain react during a pure trance state. Then in another university, we have been testing with a machine that's called NIRS, N-I-R-S, does measure the hemoglobin in your brain. It can tell you exactly at which moment which part of your brain is active. So what is the activity of the brain in a normal beta state? How does the brain react if it goes down into alpha, theta, delta? What does the brain do if it's in a psychic activity? You know, all these things, there's so many studies to do. Where spirit can be measured or better understood.
Okay, so you have a regular facility that you do this, right, at?
Oh, yeah. I have a clinic with a doctor, and I have a big clinic where the school is in it and where I do about 40 patients a day. So I have a big facility where I have different cabins, and I go from one cabin to the next where the patient is already ready.
And you also have training. You do training, right? How does that work? I mean, say I came to get some training from you. What do you do? What's the beginning of the course? I mean, do you have to have a prerequisite? Do you have to have abilities with something else? Or can just somebody come and I'm assuming there's a fee with it, and so I paid a fee. What do you do with brand new people who want to get the training?
It depends what training they want. Mediumship, healing, EPI. EPI you can do only if you have done the others, because it needs a heightened psychic activity. The courses are they go for a year for each subject. Either they concentrate. In the beginning, the school all was together. It was a two-year cycle where mediumship and healing were mixed, and I have separated them so because the more and more people want either this or that, not a bit of both. So those who are really keen on working on the spirit, they just do both modules. But again, training mediumship in these things does not make you a spiritual person. If you want to become a spiritual person, you have to sit and meditate. That's what is forging your spirit and elevating your vibration. It's not the activity, it's not the psychic activity.
Okay, do you ever get students that want training that you feel are either not ready for it or that maybe, this is not something you should be doing? Do you ever get that sometimes?
In mediumship, a lot, because a lot of people come by ego and not by service. In healing classes, it's a lot different because they pay and invest time to serve others. It's a different crowd. Huh?
Yeah, and you're right. Because I was just talking about this to the callers. You know, it used to be, and I don't know if you know this, was here in the States, it used to be an honor to do things. It used to be an honor to read for somebody. Now it's all about the money. Here in the States, that's what it's about. I see it over and over. It's very sad. It's no more that. I mean, I think you should do a contribution. You should give something, okay? But sometimes you'll see that eventually your gift is taken away, or it's not like it was because you are more about the ego. You're right. It's more about the ego.
Yeah.
I'm higher than you. I'm better than you. No, you're really not better than me. You found your niche. You found something that you're very good at, that you love. But I can tell by talking to you that ego doesn't even step in with you. You do this purely from within. This is not, oh, I'm holier than thou. And you know what I'm saying, Hans? You know, it's just... And so, okay, so somebody comes in for a mediumship and they say, well, okay, like if I came in, I'd say, okay, well, you know, I would like some training. I would like to see if I can do this. How do you start somebody out like that? Do they have to have abilities right away, or do you just sit and talk with them and say, well, Natalie is up from the heart. Natalie is – there's no – I mean, everybody has an ego, but this is not driving her. Her ego is not driving her.
The mediumship – if you want to do mediumship with us, then you have to come to an interview. For healing, we don't need interviews because I never had a problem with healing students, so only very, very few. With mediumship, you have to look at the person and see where they come from, what is their motivation to do this tool, and try to read between the lines. If I have doubts, I can also watch their hands because I did the palmistry for many years. You can see if someone has the ability. It doesn't mean that the use is good or bad or well or not bad, you know what I mean, but
yes.
You can see if the... if there is a psychic ability with the person also. So in mediumship, yes, they have to come and speak to us, and then we decide. And with healing, it's fine, just come.
Can you recognize right away somebody who is coming from within rather than ego? I would assume you can. You probably know by the questions you ask, right?
No, not every time. Sometimes we still get fooled. You know, you can have quite the bright energetic field because you have a lot of kinetic power also, and because you're in a very happy moment, every person in a happy moment has a very bright and luminous energetic field. If you're sitting and you have these people in front, it's not always easy within a half an hour to detect. You see, what I did a long time was working for a psychiatrist. He was sending me people in to see if they were schizophrenic or if they were really perceiving spirit, even if it was not.
That's interesting.
This you can see, because you can see, if you can see objectively with your open eyes, if you're clairvoyant, you can see the energetic field. You can see if an information goes away from the head, it's emanating because the person is thinking, or if the information is drawing to him because it comes from outside, from the spirit world. Those movements you can see with your eyes if your clairvoyance is trained enough. And that's how I detected if somebody really was talking to a spirit or if he was just making it up in his mind or, as I said, maybe psychotic or schizophrenic.
Yeah. Oh, that would be interesting, because to figure out, you know, well, is this one really cuckoo? Or, no, I shouldn't say cuckoo. That's not a very nice term, but you know what I'm saying. That's probably a fine line. I mean, it's probably hard to figure out. You have to sit with them, because sometimes people that have psychotic issues going, I mean, they can really fool you. They can pretend really well. I've never been in that field.
Yeah, but you know, if you have a nice thought, you will emanate bright light, a sort of joy or fun or love. These are very bright sparkles. They are really there. They really emanate from us. Very, very bright. And if you're swearing or if you're depressed and those thoughts, they are dark or smoky or dark. That's
a fact.
And every thought you have is sitting inside you, and you carry it as a particle, and it's going out. At the second you have a thought, the thought is separated. He goes to the collective consciousness, and he goes into your system, and you carry it around.
So do you do a lot of mediumship work?
No, I told you in the beginning, I've stopped mediumship. I know you did.
I'm just asking you for now.
EPI,
do you ever do that?
EPI is a world novelty. It's a revolution. There is nothing on this planet that can do only half of that. I will not do anything else anymore for the rest of my life.
And obviously that's your passion.
Oh, of course.
Thousands
of documented cases. We have thousands of documented cases of instant healings and betterment, instant.
Well, they should really go see your video because that will really show them a lot.
I don't know if you have a platform where you can put it on. You're welcome to.
Oh, yeah, I could put it in my magazine for sure. Yes, I mean, if I, I can get a hold of Tom and get something, some info for the next issue. And, yeah, I can put it there, absolutely, because I really think that shows what can be done. And it's really amazing. I mean, now you have to, it's like a hands-on. You have to touch the person, right? Let me rephrase that. Okay, say I come in to see you and I have migraines. So obviously you have to work on the head. Is that what it is? You have hands-on with the head?
No, that's the last thing I would touch because your memory is in your belly.
Oh.
It is not in your brain.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw you doing that on the video on YouTube. I saw that.
Yeah.
How did you fall into this, but how did you get into this form of healing? I mean, did you have somebody
it
that
is,
you work with?
It is an evolved method of the Filipino psychic surgery. It's
okay.
A quantum healing. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you yourself had a mentor
I met a Filipino healer who was very famous at the time. When I went there, actually everything was empty and he was dying and they wouldn't want to let me to him. And then I insisted. I said, I told the wife, tell him there's a Swiss healer here. And I asked if I can give him some healing, although I can for totally other reasons. And she said, no, and I insisted and finally said yes. And then I could go into this room where there was just bones and a bit of skin there lying. And I put my hands on and I asked if I can come back the next day. And he opened his eyes and he said yes. And then I came the next day. He was sitting outside and having a tea. And everybody was so surprised. And then I saw the gentleman 4 days in a row since his healing. And in the last day, he spoke to me a little bit about psychic surgery. That's how it started then for me. And then he left he was living for I don't know how long, another half a year, not a year, nobody could understand because they were waiting for his death.
Because he was on his deathbed when you saw him, right? He was pretty much close to the very end of his life when you saw him. So
maybe
that was an affirmation for you. You knew, right? When you did that and you realized he was better, I mean, that must have made you feel...
Well, that was a joy to see you come there and then you see the night before, you see like something like a cadaver, a dead body that's still breathing, but it's dead, and the next day is outside drinking a tea. That's a beautiful difference. Yes.
I mean, you were jumping for joy because you knew what you were doing was working, and the results was right in front of you. That had to have been wonderful.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was wonderful, yeah. But that's how the psychic surgery started for me.
Well, that was a wonderful way for it to start for you, you know.
Yeah.
So people, but this is good for a lot of people that have illnesses, right?
Yeah. There is no illness that is
Reiki.
Not written in your body.
Yeah, see,
you
Reiki
can't have
has it. Yeah, you're
that
right.
Is not in your body. You cannot... not have an illness in your body. I mean, we treat everything. We treat hemorrhoids and migraines. We treat, neuralgies, neurologic problems. We have anything.
Is it good for cancer, Heinz?
That's a subject that is very big because one of the main problems is that the chemotherapy is very, very harsh on the physical body.
Sure it is.
And people have incredible side effects of the chemotherapy. And if they do EPI on it, these problems are gone. And they can those, I don't say they should take chemo or they should not take chemo, that's not my business, but those who want to take it for a lengthy period, if they do the cleansing work, like deprogram the side effects of the chemotherapy, they do so much better. They stop vomiting, they can eat again, they take weight again, they don't have those neurologic pains anymore. Oh man, this is day and night the difference.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, that's such a big cancer. There's all different kinds. I mean, it affects all different parts. It's all different. But the bad thing.
Yeah, but you see, as a healer, you're not allowed to involve in the opinion
right.
of the patient.
Right, I don't, yeah. My feeling is with any kind of therapies, you're putting chemicals in your body, it's going to destroy everything. It doesn't say, okay, well, we're not going to affect this and we're not going to affect that. It doesn't do that. And until
it
can
be
concentrated.
My belief. This might be my conviction, like the COVID vaccine or so. I may have my conviction, but I cannot put this on my patient. That's not mine. That's his. I have to serve his opinion. I cannot tell him what he has to do with his health and how he has to sleep.
No. I've been blessed.
You know what I mean?
I've been blessed. You know, when I was 35, I almost died. I got a virus.
Oh.
I should have known you then. I had got a virus that I couldn't stand. I couldn't walk. I just laid there. I didn't do anything. And the only thing, I mean, they did a lot of studies, my blood and my liver. The only thing that was beneficial to me, I don't really know. We didn't really discuss it because I kept getting better, was I had vitamin B12 injections and gamma globulin to keep my immunities up so that I wouldn't get something secondary.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we don't know how I got it. Another man had it, but we think, my two doctors thought, we would always go to this restaurant, and this is just for your information. We go to this restaurant, the same one on a Friday, you know, and I drank out of a glass, not with a straw, but out of the glass. And because the doctor, they would sit with me and say, "What did you do? Where did you go?" Well, I told them. I mean, I wasn't even working then, so they figured I got it from the glass. Could have been from the utensils. Could have been from the dish. Because then things were not, they didn't have dishwashers now, this extreme heat to kill everything. It was a steam, but the steam wasn't like it is today. Because I knew, and we all knew, that's where it came from. I got some kind of something microscopic. He said, we probably couldn't have even seen it right away, but it was probably on the glass, they're thinking. So to this day, I drink out of a straw. That's no joke.
Okay.
I don't care where. I mean, if I have a glass of wine, you know, honey, I look at it. Of course, I can't see it if it's microscopic. I mean, what am I going to put it under, a microscope? I'm not going to see. I have to hope. But I think today it's better than what it was when I got that ill. I mean, I was really ill. And they told me a couple years later, we didn't know what we were going to do for you. We didn't even know if you were going to survive because it was unknown.
Oh.
So, you know, but I agree with you on a lot of things. You cannot tell people what to do.
No,
but I like your methods because, you see, you're not cutting open the body and going in. You know what I mean? There's such a big difference. You are utilizing the force around them, the energy around them. You're working with all of this. And you must – you should walk very proud. I mean, I'm honored to be talking to you. I really am.
Thank you.
I am. And why another question is, why isn't it over here in the United States?
Because I have a phobia, administration phobia, and the idea of organizing things is very difficult to me. It makes me very sick. And I have organized all around here now, you know, my clinic, my school, all my teachings are organized by people. But if there is not someone that is building it up for me in an area, I don't go, because even writing an email to me or a letter is a big hassle.
Yeah. So you would have to have somebody
Yeah, but if you're an organizer and you organize and there is so and so many students, and then we can do healing days and conferences, and that's not a problem if somebody does it. I'm very happy to travel. I'm happy to teach and do lectures and all that stuff. I've done this through Europe. I've done from down here up to Iceland. I gave courses and teachings. That's not the problem. The thing is that the organization must be solid. Otherwise, I can't move.
Well, then, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, you answered that question. That's why it's not here yet.
Yes,
but, boy,
yes.
We're missing out. And hopefully, now you wrote a book.
Yeah,
and it came out, I guess, in, 2021?
I guess
Spirit,
so.
Life,
yeah.
And Science, Understanding Your Gifts of Healing and Mediumship. I have a question now. Are you going to write another book? I think you should write something current that you're doing now. Listen to me. I want to read about it. I want to read. I love to read. I love to learn.
There are thoughts, but it's not concrete, but there are thoughts.
Okay.
And notes.
Okay. Well, that's
so
good.
So I should see.
So eventually it'll become a book.
Maybe. Read the first one, and then we look for the second.
And, you know, you're so busy with what you're doing that it probably takes a lot of energy to do a book. Another thing I just have another question. Well, I have lots of them still, but what kind of he's saying to me, oh, my God, she talks so much. What kind of food do you eat? Are you a vegetarian? Tell me about that. Tell me about your lifestyle as far as food that you ingest.
I have been a vegetarian for many, many years. There's only very rarely some meat. I have been a meat eater, and then I was doing, veganism, you know, being a vegetarian, living from energy.
Vegetarian. I mean, so you don't eat meat of any kind.
But,
so you're mostly, what do you eat?
Breatharian is people that live on energy and not on food.
Yeah, but your cells have to have something going in there.
You asked me how I, so listen a second. You asked me how I eat, and I explained it. I have been eating meat and everything. Then I did my breatharian retreat, where I did not drink for 7 days, and I stopped eating for nearly 2 months. And then I got back to eating, I couldn't eat meat anymore. That's how I got off meat. And I've been off meat for a decade. And then I had a big bowel problem, and I was in the hospital, and I could not eat any fibers anymore, no fruit, no vegetable, because of my bowels. And then I had to go back on meat from the hospital, at the hospital. And since then, I sometimes eat a little bit of either beef or chicken. That's the only meat I would eat. But
when I got really sick, it affected my liver. So I could not eat fats. And you know, back then... say you had a steak, there's always fat around it. That's when I stopped eating meat. because it made me ill. It made me sick.
And the doctor
said to me, you know, you may be able to have a little bit here and there, but I don't eat it at all. I love fish. I love salmon. I love turkey at Thanksgiving, but I can live without it. And I think I think if you decide, well, I'm going to eliminate this. I mean, don't deny yourself of things that you really love. I mean, what is life? I mean, so you're starving yourself. You're not, and you keep looking at it. So it's like saying, I'm not going to eat a piece of chocolate because it's bad for me. Well, sometimes you need to reward yourself to make yourself feel good, and it affects your whole body, your mind, your soul, everything. That's okay. Yeah. But I stopped eating it. I just did. Basically because it made me sick.
Well, I did. Yeah, but then don't eat it. You're right. I see a difference in my joints. If I eat red meat, I feel more my joints, and if I'm on vegetarian, they are smoother. They have done this test in Holland. They have taken a whole wing of a big prison. The prisoners agreed, and they put them on vegetarian food. And the crimes inside the prison within no time have fallen down for over 30%.
Yeah.
Because it is also a question of temper, red meat and meat. Right? It's not the same temper in the person after.
Yeah, you know, I listen to my body. I listen. I just listen. I guess I listen. I don't even know that I'm listening, but I don't. I love a lot of leafy salads, and I love veggies, a lot of vegetables, steamed veggies now. I don't fry them. I steam them. This is no joke. I could eat a plate of broccoli and cauliflower and steamed peas all on a plate, and that's all I have to have for dinner.
No, that's good.
Well, yeah. I only weigh like 101 pounds, and I'm only 5'2", but I'm a slight frame. So I don't, you know, I think you should listen to your body. I think you should really listen. And listen to, you know, because, but I do love salmon. I love broiled salmon. I really, really, that's one of my favorites. I love fish. Like I said, I can do without turkey if I have to. I used to eat a lot of roasted chicken, but I don't eat that even anymore. And I don't know if it's helping me or not. I do know that I'm doing fine so far. But, you know, we never know. We just never know. And I think if you keep – and you have to listen to your body, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you have to be in tune, and you are definitely in tune. Uh-huh. You're awesome.
Do my best.
I knew this was going to be good. I knew because, you see, what you've done is you've opened a door for anybody that's going to listen to this even after or who's listening now. You've opened up this door that for people to realize there are other ways, there are other means of feeling better. You deal a lot with people that have allergies, right? Like they're allergic to this, allergic to that.
And I
saw that somebody was rubbing themselves with some kind of it was like a wildflower or something, and they were highly allergic to that. And then you worked on them, and it stopped.
Famous for allergies. This is because of the journalists, because they always want to speak about allergies because they have the very spectacular result within seconds.
Yeah.
If you work on liver or something, you have to take blood and give it to the lab and wait for the lab results and la-di-da. It's not cool for a journalist. His allergy is tuck-tuck. You know, some people can't even touch a vegetable, so allergic they are, and we work on them and they eat them.
Yeah. Oh,
there is 90% of success. There is 90% of success with allergies, and these are figures for thousands of patients, still 90%.
Wow.
I mean, in America, you are 50 million people being allergic.
I know.
50 million.
I think when I was a little girl, I had some kind of allergies. But now, you know, I'm in South Carolina. So the only thing we have right now is pollen. Oh, my God, it's awful. I mean, you can go out there, you can clean off a table, and you go back the next morning, and it's just filled with this pollen all over the. Of course, we can't get rid of it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
just
no,
part
no.
of. You know, all you can do is hope you're not allergic to it, and I'm not. But I wonder sometimes, because I was born and raised in Michigan, in the north. So I often wonder.
I know Michigan.
Yeah, so I wonder, coming down here, I've been down here 21 years. I wonder, did I build up my immunities? It doesn't bother me. A lot of people complain about it down here. It doesn't bother me at all. I don't know why.
Now where you are based? You're calling from where?
I'm in South Carolina right now.
Okay.
I'm in the South.
Okay.
Not far from Georgia and, you know, in Florida.
Okay.
Yes. So it's subtropical, but I don't, my friends, oh, God, this pollen is bothering me. Well, and I'll look at them and I'll think, I'll turn it away and I'll say, what do you mean it's bothering you? It's not bothering me. I'm lucky.
Well,
but I wonder if
organizer,
I came down from Michigan.
I come down and I clean it. If you know
why
an
do you
organizer,
think that is?
I come down.
Why do you think I'm not bothered with it? Huh?
I don't know.
I don't know. I have an immunity, maybe.
Yeah. Some are
somewhere, I don't know. Another planet. I've always thought I was pieced together. If you saw the scars on my body, you'd say, "Where did that come from? I have no idea." But I have loved my conversation with you, and I'm so happy you took the time to be on my show. We have some listeners, and I want them to go to your site. Okay, let's mention that.
Okay, I put that video on, then they know what it's all about.
Okay, it's HANNES, Jacob, JACOB, .ch/. Looking into your studies. I want to go to home because that's not your. I was looking around on your website. I was nosing around here a little bit, you know, just perusing everything.
I believe there is an English version. I'm not sure, but I believe
this is
English.
Yes, you can have it in any language you want. Oh, it is. It's HANNESJACOB.ch/NEN is for English, but you can get it in any language.
Okay.
I can see all the flags here. And, of course, I chose, probably Google chose English, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, you can.
Good.
Yeah, because I didn't even designate that I wanted it in English. But my location, you know, everybody knows everything. I mean, you can't even make a move without Google knowing what you're doing or Chrome. Well, that's Google Chrome and Firefox and all of them. They kind of, and this artificial intelligence is going on, and it's kind of scary, you know. I don't know. I think I liked it better when it was simple. Now it's getting so complicated
I can hardly answer to an email, so I'm not worried.
So you know. It's just that, you could answer mine. Hello, Natalie. It's me. Mine would be easy. Mine is easy.
I think Thomas is writing with you, right?
Yes, that's the one that I communicate with. It's him.
Yeah.
Very nice. Now, is he from Sweden too, or is he English from America?
Not Sweden, Switzerland.
Switzerland, I mean, is he from Switzerland? Is he where you are? Oh, he is. Wow. His emails are very precise.
Oh yeah.
And I can almost tell, you know, when you phrase sentences, how they are. But very, very, very gives me a nice feeling. And that's important to me when I communicate with somebody that's representing somebody. Oftentimes that happens. I don't really get to communicate an email with the authors. Most times I end up communicating with them, but not always, you know. But, yeah, he's very astute. His English is very good.
Yeah.
Excellent. I understood him right away.
He's so cool.
He's so cool.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does he do what you do?
Some of it, but he is the brain behind all this. He is the computer behind all this.
So I was talking, I'm talking to the top man when I email him, huh? I like it.
Yeah, he is very important in my life, yeah.
That's good. So we always need that, you know. We always need somebody that we can depend upon. And but I want to tell you how I've enjoyed this. I've had a lot of guests on my show. Oh, I don't know, almost near 300. I've been doing it that long. And when it came to me, it piqued my interest because it's something unusual. And it'll open everybody's mind to know there are other things. Don't get stuck in a box. We tend to do that sometimes. Oh, no, it's this way. No, there are other things. Open your mind. Stretch out. That's why I love talking to people and learning different things like yourself. So is there anything you would like to leave us with before I end the show?
If there is an organizer, then I'm willing to come. It's a great pleasure.
Thank you.
Method to the state. Otherwise, if there are questions or interests, go to my website and you can.
And they can always
me.
Contact me through. They can go to starscast@mysticlivingtoday.com. That's stars S-C-A-R-Z like in zebra, C-A-S-T like in Tom. @mysticlivingtoday.com. And I'll have your website when I put it out on some of my social media. It'll be there if they want to go. But I had somebody say something to me on Facebook because I did push it out yesterday. And she said, are you going to have that man on your show? And I know her. Well, I said, what do you mean that man? And she says, well, that man that does this other stuff. And I said, yes, I am. Oh, I'm so happy, she says, because I always look to see who your guests are going to be, because you always, it's a wide variety. I don't just have entertainers. I don't just have ordinary people. I have people that are from all walks of life and from all over the world, China, Japan, everywhere they've come to me, and Germany. And that's when it's fun for me, because I get to learn new things. And, we're all learning, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, I will thank Tom. I'll send him an email and tell him how wonderful this was. And I'm sure guests, there are two on right now that are listening, that I'm sure are, and you speak very well. When I talked to somebody that was in, he was a monk. He was a little hard to understand, but, if you listen closely, you have to train yourself.
Uh-huh.
You can understand anybody.
Okay.
You can?
Okay.
You have. Now, what time is it over there? Pardon me?
How many people are listening? How many people are listening?
Well, right now I can only see them on my dashboard. I have four. But that's only that I see.
Okay.
You can listen to the show without calling in. You can go to the show page and click, and you can hear. You'll hear the show. So I don't know. I never know until it's done. And then I have to look at the you get a graph. You can see where everybody's calling from and all of that. But I had that one on Facebook. She's probably one of the ones that's going to listen to this, because I'll send it back out again that you can listen to the recorded version of us and how much fun we had.
Because are you editing it?
Do I edit it?
Are you editing it? Are you editing it, or you give it one-to-one?
No, I don't edit anything. I just let it run. Just let it run as it is. People know from my shows what it's like. It's not, and it's really not an interview. It's more like a talk. We're talking.
Yeah.
I have questions, but I don't, it's not like a Q&A, the whole thing. Sometimes you'll go on a show, and they'll have 100 questions for you, and that's all they'll do. I like to talk. I want to get to know the person. I want to. Their lifestyle. Like I asked you, what kind of food you ate? That's part of it. That's who you are. You're real.
Cool.
Thank you. So I'm going to tell everybody that I will be ending the show. I don't have a show next week, but the following week I do. That will be on March 15th. And then I have them until, I have them into April. We'll be beginning into May. I'm waiting for some others to call up, to email me, let me know about their status. But this is one of the things that I love to do. And I'm going to write to Tom and ask him for something that I can put into the magazine, maybe not this issue because it just went up today, maybe for the April issue, to represent you. And then what I'll do is at the bottom of it, I'll put our recording. I'll put our show there so they can actually hear the man talking.
So the book, show the book, because there's a, that can really help people, the book.
The book, oh, yes. Where is, oh, here, I got to go under books. Hold the four. Oh, the one that you wrote. This last one,
yeah,
Spirit, Life, and Science, right? That one?
Yeah.
Now, that's your workbook, right?
That's a workbook, yeah.
Okay. You put here, I love this. Also, not everyone seeing spirits or hearing voices can be diagnosed as schizophrenic. I love it. That's true. Because they might really be hearing, and they might really be seeing. Only to the novice or someone who's not enlightened enough, they're going to think they're a wacko. They're way out there in the ozone someplace, when in fact it's real to them. And, I always end my show, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And that's my motto. That's how I feel. And the big thing with everybody listening is you have to believe, you have to have faith in whatever it is, and don't give up. Don't give up.
Yeah.
If you have a dream and you give up, it's not going to ever have a chance to manifest itself. Never. So you have to keep that dream in front of you, and that's what I do. Exactly. I have a couple of things that I would like to see come to fruition that haven't yet. Doesn't mean I'm giving up. No.
Don't.
So, you can't. Where,
okay.
Now, what
thank
time
you
is
very
it there?
Much.
Oh, you're welcome. What time is it there?
What time? 8 o'clock, 8:06.
At night, right? Well, you have
a
good rest of your evening, and mine is I'm in the afternoon. It's just a little bit after 2, and I appreciate you calling in, and maybe someday we will talk again.
Yeah, that would be lovely. Have a great
day. Thank you, Hannes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, I know I had some guests, 2 people calling, and I know you were hoping that he would do mediumship, but he doesn't do that. Obviously, he doesn't do that anymore. So with that, I'll end my show, and I'm going to play some music, Free to Love by Gabby Ray. It always kind of, not that my shows are downers, but sometimes they make you give you that little bit, because music is important to me. I listen to music while doing my magazine. And if you go over to mysticlivingtoday.com, you'll see it. And you can also go to starswithaZpsychics.com. 10 minutes for $10, first-time clients only. And I've got a great group there. I do private readings. You'd have to ask for me. You'd have to email me. But I will do them. And I love the show today. As you probably can tell, I love talking to people from other countries, and it makes you really listen to every word that they're saying. So with that, I'm going to say, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And here's Gabby Ray, and she's going to do Free to Love. See you in 2 weeks, everybody. You are all loved very much. And remember, look outside. It's a beautiful world. If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off the shoulder. Everybody, I see I still have two callers here. Yeah, I didn't connect you because I knew he didn't want to do mediumship, so that's okay. But anyways, thank you. Come back and see us. Tune in again. And don't forget Star Psychics and Mystic Living Today. A lot of good stuff in Mystic Living Today that I put in, and I read everything that goes there. So have a good week, and remember, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Bye-bye.